the Public News Service Tuesday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. More than 200 mayors from cities in Alabama and across the country gathered this weekend to tackle the nation's most prominent issues at the 92nd U.S. Conference of Mayors.
Among them was Montgomery, Alabama Mayor Stephen Reed, who says some of his city's biggest challenges are public safety and support for small businesses. Reed says he's leaning on strategies from other areas that have found success in reducing gun violence and boosting the economy.
Although our homicide and non-fatal shootings are down double digits percent-wise, we still have too many occurrences taking place in our community as a whole.
On a policy level, Reed says he's also exploring ways to promote healthier outcomes for residents. Shantia Hudson reporting.
And the Supreme Court today agreed to decide whether a Tennessee law that bans certain medical treatments for transgender minors violates the Constitution. That from the New York Times. They report the move means the court will for the first time hear arguments on the issue of medical care for transgender youth. The Times notes the Biden administration had asked the justices to take up the case, arguing that the measure outlaws treatment for gender dysphoria in youths and frames that prohibition in explicitly sex-based terms. Meantime, new legislation in the Congress would hold coal producers accountable for cleaning up the mine sites they've abandoned, including tens of thousands of acres in Illinois.
Inaction by some coal companies has led to so-called zombie mines, sites that no longer produce coal but leave behind damage that poses risks to people, wildlife, and the local economy. The Surface Mining Control and Reclamation Act, passed by Congress in 1977, required coal companies to operate more responsibly and clean up their old sites. But Amanda Pancall with the Prairie Rivers Network says too few have done so.
There's an estimated 32,500 acres of coal mines in Illinois that require cleanup, and only 6,600 of those are partially reclaimed.
I'm Terry D. reporting.
And representatives from the Union Pacific Railroad will be at a town hall meeting in Council Bluffs tomorrow night to hear about the so-called triangle of death being created by some of its train tracks. The chronically blocked tracks are frustrating to residents, but also can be potentially deadly. Council Bluff resident Andrew Whitehall says he sees drivers every day create dangerous situations in a residential area where children are playing.
I can't afford to get stuck at this train. They'll see the train coming, and will then drive a few blocks down and try to speed past it to beat it because they're not trying to get trapped in the triangle.
Council Bluffs used to be home to 8 rail companies. They've consolidated to 4, but there are still 48 crossings in the town. This is Public News Service. And Big Oil is reported to be dropping the ball when it comes to meeting their public pledges to help avert catastrophic climate change.
U.S.-based corporations Chevron, ConocoPhillips, and ExxonMobil each ranked grossly insufficient on all of the report's criteria. Co-author David Tong says just 5% of the sector's capital investments are in clean energy. Over 90% is going into fossil fuels.
None of them come anywhere close with aligning with what's needed to confront the climate crisis. Instead of cutting production, they almost all aim to increase production this critical decade.
Several oil companies mentioned in the report said it misrepresented their climate plans. I'm Eric Galatis.
And West Virginia healthcare advocates are applauding a recent proposed rule by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to remove medical bills from credit reports.
Healthcare organizer with West Virginia Citizen Action Group, Mindy Salango, says more West Virginians are being forced to find ways to pay out of pocket, relying on credit cards and crowdfunding websites. She adds patients often receive unexpected medical bills and struggle to understand costs, making it difficult to compare medical debt to other loans.
When you're going for an emergency surgery, they don't give you an outline of all the charges that you're going to be hit with. They do the surgery and then you get the bill. If you go in to buy a car, they give you paperwork. You know exactly what you're signing on the dotted line for.
The proposed rule would close a regulatory loophole that has kept vast amounts of medical debt information in the credit reporting system and would help prevent debt collectors from coercing payments for inaccurate or false medical bills. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
Finally, California's newest state park in decades, called Dos Rios, is a haven for wildlife and visitors, but also helps the state be more resilient to drought and flooding linked to climate change. Suzanne Potter has more in this Reasons to Be Cheerful Solutions Journalism Network, California News Service collaboration.
The land at the confluence of the San Joaquin and Tuolumne Rivers outside Modesto used to be farmland, but crews have removed berms to restore the natural floodplain. John Kane is with River Partners, the nonprofit behind the rewilding project.
When we step back from the river, when we give the river more room, flooding actually is a very productive process for the ecosystem. It recharges groundwater. It filters polluted water. It nourishes riparian forests, support all kinds of wildlife. It's alive.
Climate change has doubled the likelihood of catastrophic flooding in California.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.